Hello, everyone. Welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 28, and we're on Article 7 of the Baptist Faith and Message. Baptism and the Lord's Supper. We're going to cover this in 2 weeks. First, baptism, which is the first paragraph, and then Lord's Supper. And it's so funny, I didn't line it up this way or make an effort to line it up this way, but the catechism that we're doing on Sundays, and this we're doing on Mondays, the catechism just happens to be going through baptism and the Lord's Supper at the same time. And so it may be repetitive if you're watching the catechism and the confession, but this is a big deal. This is the body life of the church that we're talking about here. Baptism, entering into that fellowship and the body life of the church, confessing that you've come to faith in Christ, and the Lord's Supper, this ongoing celebration of Christ with the body, for the worship, for your spiritual growth. So these are important. All right. Let me pray and we'll get into it. Father, thank you again. Thank you for all that you've given to us. I pray that you give us grateful hearts. Give us the gift of contentment with what you've given us, Father. Help us in our battle against sin. Help us in our repentance. Help us to flee from immorality. Purify us, Father, we pray. It's in Christ. Amen. All right. Let's go. Now, this is a long paragraph. Again, sometimes these, the confession of faith moves pretty quickly. It squeezes a lot into a paragraph. And so it can get wordy. Sometimes it can be overwhelming. I can just imagine how this looks on your screen. Right. But that's what it's meant to do. It's meant to condense, to give you a concise, treatment, to give you a summary of the most important points. And then when you want to slow down, that's why it gives you cross-references that you can begin your study with. All right, slow down, read, study, pray. This is just to summarize. Christian baptism is the immersion of a believer in water in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is an act of obedience symbolizing the believer's faith in the crucified, buried, and risen Savior. The believer's death to sin, the burial of the old life, and the resurrection to walk in newness of life in Christ. It is a testimony to his faith in the final resurrection of the dead, to the one who's being baptized, to his faith, to his belief in the final resurrection of the dead. Being a church ordinance, it is prerequisite to the privileges of church membership and to the Lord's Supper. It's an entrance. It's an initiation, it's a public testimony. You enter the church, fellowship, in an outward, public way. I'll go through it, just pointing out a few things, then we'll close. Christian baptism is, now notice this is Christian baptism, this is something for believers. All right. Christian baptism is the immersion of a believer in water, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, baptism symbolizes salvation. So it should be in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That comes from Matthew chapter 28. Jesus said to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And why that's right and proper, and why that's the way it is because we are saved by God. God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We're saved by the redemptive work of the Father through the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We're saved by God. And God is Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Baptism is testimony to that. It's an act of obedience, symbolizing the believer's faith. And we're saved by faith. We're saved by faith in Christ. Faith in the crucified, buried, and risen Savior, which he says here. Okay? Faith in the crucified, buried, and risen Savior is what saves us. Baptism is an act of obedience that symbolizes that faith. It also symbolizes. Now he lists here the different things it symbolizes. First of all, it symbolizes faith in a crucified, buried, and risen Savior. It also symbolizes the believer's death to sin. That comes from Romans 6. And also Romans 6. It also symbolizes the burial of the old life. We die to the old self. We're not who we used to be. We're no longer slaves to sin. We're no longer rebels rejecting God blatantly and gladly. And it also, baptism also symbolizes the resurrection to walk in newness of life in Christ Jesus. So there you go. Act of obedience symbolizes what the Spirit has done in our hearts, saving faith, our death to sin, burial of the old life, doing away with the old life, and being risen to walk in newness of life in Jesus Christ. And it's a testimony to our faith in the final resurrection of the dead. You picture just immersion, what immersion is, symbolizes being buried and being risen. Being buried and being risen. That implies dying. Dying, being buried, and being risen. And so the gospel is proclaimed in baptism. And we can look back to that as a testimony, as it is a testimony as it's being done. It also is something we can look back to as a testimony to ourselves about what Christ has done in our lives and who we are in Him. Father, thank you. Thank you again for your truth, for your grace, your mercy, your power in our lives. We trust in you. Help us to trust in you. It's in Jesus we pray. Amen. All right. God bless you. See you Sunday for, let's see, it'll be Catechism 29th, Lord's Day. And I'll see you next Monday for Confession Week 29. God bless you.